It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will be under a stay-at-home order starting at 5 o'clock tonight to limit the spread of COVID-19. CPR health reporter John Daly says it's a stricter rule than the one the state has.
I think they're getting more information from the hospitals and from the state about the number of cases that we're seeing in the city of Denver, and that seems to be driving this. And the mayor was talking about what they'd been seeing over the weekend, gatherings of people not keeping to the social distancing rules.
CPR's John Daly. As of Monday, the majority of COVID-19 cases in Colorado are in Denver, with 125. The stay-at-home order is in effect until April 10th. The rise in cases of COVID-19 in Colorado could take a toll on the state's health care system, and that includes the mental health of doctors, nurses, and other caregivers. Julie Jackson is a nurse for Vail Health Hospital. She says it's very stressful to see people who don't take the outbreak seriously.
I would liken it to probably firefighters fighting a forest fire and turning around and seeing somebody with an open campfire or throwing a cigarette out the window.
Experts say healthcare workers face long hours, intense stress, and fears of contracting the new coronavirus. That's led some hospitals and providers to offer more mental health benefits to employees, like trainings and counseling. In the U.S. Senate, Democrats and Republicans continue to negotiate a coronavirus aid package. Democratic Colorado Representative Diana DeGette says what worries Democrats in Congress is the $500 billion going to big corporations.
Without enough assurances that it'll be paid back, and it doesn't have enough aid that we think we need to have for average people.
DeGette expects both parties and the House and Senate will reach agreement soon. The House released its version of a plan Monday. Colorado Republican Ken Buck called it ridiculous because it addresses issues unrelated to coronavirus, such as same-day voter registration and carbon emissions for airplanes. This is CPR News.